Feingold has held 21 listening sessions in different counties this month. He says one of the top issues is whether or not the United States will go to war against Iraq. The Democrat from Milwaukee is afraid members of Congress won't have a say in what happens.
I think the White House is a little upset that we got out there and did our job in the Congress and around the country. We generated a discussion on this before they could pull a fast one on us, and I'm pleased about that because the executive too often acts as if the Constitution doesn't declare the power to declare war to Congress. That is who has the power. And this discussion in August has really helped focus the country on the very tough questions that are involved about whether it's wise to invade or whether it's better to continue to contain Saddam Hussein.
Feingold says it's important to know if Bush will use 250,000 troops or have a stealth operation. The difference is the amount of commitment in the Persian Gulf.
Don't know whether we'll invade. I do know this, that it's Congress that has to declare war, not the president. He doesn't have the authority on his own without a congressional debate and a vote, and I strongly disagree with those in the White House that are saying otherwise. I think there's an argument to be made for taking out Saddam Hussein, but the question is this the time to do it? And what will be the consequences of doing it on our war against terrorism? I think we have to have a debate and a discussion about that.
Feingold says the public debate is forcing the Bush administration to think twice before taking action against Iraq. In Superior, Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio.